Well, the process is ongoing, as you might imagine, and I can state from the onset that it's a tedious process because apparently the NUP, being the major or the most active opposition political party in this political season, there's a lot of interest across the country for individuals to run on the NUP ticket. So it's a very tedious process for the party structures. Select candidates at different levels because of the enthusiasm, and the time is very short. Remember, NUP has just been official formed just about 2 months and a few weeks. So having a structure that is capable of undertaking a rigorous process of selecting candidates is no mean feat. Nonetheless, we have risen up to the occasion, and so far, so good.
Mathias, some people are saying that despite the popularity of your presidential candidate, Robert Kyagulanyi, otherwise known as Bobi Wine, the party doesn't have structures across the country that makes it competitive in next year's elections. How do you respond to such assessment?
I must state from the onset that that's only partly true because, you know, the way our politics is structured is such that you must be able to reach every region in the country, every sub-county, every parish. That doesn't come in 1 week. Over the last couple of months, we've been working at buttressing the party at various levels. Of course, with a lot of animosity from the regime, using security to make sure that we do not reach the grassroots. But we're doing our best. The presidential candidate is very popular. That is very true, which is why we have so many people wishing to run on the ticket. One of the things that are difficult to do is that it's very difficult to build a party in an electoral season. Party building and establishing formidable structures, whereas building a party takes time, and we are not oblivious of this fact. So we're trying to undertake a very difficult process of building the party at the same time preparing for a very difficult election in a dictatorial and democratic environment. So we're not oblivious, but we're doing our best to get out victorious.
Talking about working with other political parties to ensure your interest is protected, some are suggesting that why don't you team up with other opposition parties so you support each other in places where they are strong? You support their candidates in areas where you are strong. They support your candidate because of the dominance of the ruling National Resistance Movement Party or NRM Party of President Museveni. What do you say to that?
We like the fact that we are time-barred, and I can tell you at another level, away from the limelight, we are working the phones and meeting with Bill Seat regularly to appraise ourselves on these possibilities. And I'm sure as night falls day, we should be able to make breakthrough as to this possibility. It's not easy, I must confess, not easy, but there's goodwill, there's immense goodwill from a number of political players to work with us, and we want to take advantage of that possibility. We know that we can go a place if we are able to sacrifice some of the areas, and we do not really encourage them in the present and support those political groups that have had a presence in those areas and therefore are able to muster support and be able to realize a victory in those areas. So we are allowed to wait and active. We believe in the next few weeks we should be able to pull off that kind of arrangement.
Political analysts in Uganda are of the opinion that the front of the opposition parties are too divided. So the significant challenge that you want to pose to President Museveni might not be a stiff challenge, and that your divisions could pave way for him to win re-election. What do you say to that?
The divisions in the party are partly sponsored by the ruling party, the junta in Kampala, and we are alive to those squabbles. Some of the squabbles and the people who vote us are not involved. And we're trying to minimize these squabbles by dealing with those groups that are honest. We know for a fact that some of the opposition parties have been captured by the regime, and therefore they would do what it takes to make sure that unity is impossible. We also like that fact, but we're not sleeping. We're not lying to let that go. We are trying to, as much as possible, to make it a game, an association, an undertaking of the willing. And we know that there are so many groups that are very willing to work with us. They are honest groups. The FDC people, we are talking. and the other groups, including individuals that do not want to associate with the regime, even when their parties seem to be soft on the regime.